Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are once again. Great gratitude toward you that every single day, if we'll do it, we can open your word and we can hear from you. I pray today, Lord, as we study again this book of Galatians, that you will teach us more about yourself, about your son Jesus, and by your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth according to your ways. Lord, and also that your Holy Spirit will empower us to live according to those ways, and we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Do You Hear the Law? And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 21. Over and over again, we have been studying the words of Paul the Apostle to the church members in Galatia. Since Judaizers have infiltrated their fellowship with false teachings that declare they must follow the law of God in addition to experience the grace of Jesus Christ, Paul has appealed to them upon the basis that they could not keep the law of God in the first place. This is what made it necessary for Jesus Christ to come and sacrifice himself on the cross for their sins. However, it seems that the Galatians just do not get it, as Paul adds to his words in chapter 4 and verse 21 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Religious systems and their rules are hard to break even when faced with the truth. Traditions and ceremonies that have been carried on for years are not easily altered because people rely upon them so deeply. Paul begins with this rhetorical reference. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law. Paul doesn't make his appeal to all the church members, but rather to those who desire to be under the law. The implication is that there are some among them who are not following this doctrine. This is probably the reason Paul was notified about the dispute in the first place. Generally, there will be factions within a body of people who have different methods and ways in which they believe things should be done. More than likely, there were those in the church of Galatia who gladly accepted the grace of Jesus Christ without following the traditions and ceremonies of the law. And there were those who returned to the law after being persuaded by the Judaizers. Paul asked, Do you not hear the law? Jesus said often, You that have ears, hear, or let him that has ears, hear. The idea is that words can be listened to but not understood. The noise of utterance is made, but the true meaning is absent in the receiver's mind. Paul endeavors to have his readers think about what they are following. The law brought bondage and condemnation, not because the law was bad, but because those who were attempting to follow it could not do so. Basically, the law shares perfection, and those who attempt to keep it come up short. The law says, you cannot do this, and the grace of God says, Jesus can. As we venture into this new section of Scripture, we find Paul using an allegory to appeal to the minds of those who are following the Judaizers' teaching. As he employs Abraham as an example, we will find Paul once again using every means possible to convince them of the error of their ways. When we read this example, perhaps we should consider our own methods of belief and see if we align ourselves in any manner which depends upon the keeping of the law of God versus relying upon the grace of Jesus Christ. Rather than be elevated in our own minds above the Galatians, we can evaluate whether we have ears to hear and align ourselves to the doctrine that Jesus himself would have us keep. Next time, we will see Paul bring Abraham into his persuasive writing. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.